This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Something that I think is more interesting out of the whole entire discussion is what does this mean for the rest of the league within these quarterbacks, right? And then we'll get to the nitty-gritty of this quarterback race. Frank Schwab is joining us at 3:20. Albert Breer today at 5:20 as well. We got a loaded show for you guys. But there's been something that I just need to address head-on because I'm getting a little tired of it. And I think part of the reason why it's happening is because Shador is having such a great camp. And every time you see these charted stats that actually don't mean anything, but everyone just talks about it as if he looks like the greatest quarterback in the world out there. And you can tell the trickle effect of that. And even within Dylan Gabriel, there's starting to be some of that as well. I listen to a lot of Detroit sports talk radio, just happenstance. It is what it is. And one of the guys in there, Mike Valeni, yesterday pointed out something within Shador Sanders in a conversation as he thought the Detroit Lions would be talking about, pass rushers that could be traded. I don't know. Call up a Bengals pass rusher that may or may not be on the market. Maybe a guy in Pittsburgh as well. No. They're having conversations about one of our quarterbacks. And here's Mike Valeni yesterday.
The trade du jour has been the Lions trading for Shador Sanders. And as the Yin-Yang twins famously once said, what?
Are you serious?
Dead serious. If you could do the experiment live, if you just typed in Lions trade rumor.
Huh?
So the trade basically centers on Hendon Hooker and a fifth round pick for Shador. And not only do I not understand why the Lions would do it, but I don't understand why the Browns would do it. Now, if you say the Browns have a bunch of quarterbacks, you say that the Browns, Shador's a distraction or Dylan Gabriel beat him out, fine enough. But that's not my problem.
You can find no fewer than 8 different websites that Mike Valeni was looking at that link up the Lions and Shador Sanders. It is everywhere between these two teams. And then you go a little bit further. It's like, well, what's going on with Dylan Gabriel? Oh, I got a new report today. Dylan Gabriel and the Miami Dolphins. Apparently, there's interest there from Miami. Now, that would obviously be the idea that the man is built like an Oompa Loompa the same way that Tua Tagovailoa is. He's a left-handed quarterback. They want their backup quarterback to basically be the same thing that Tua is, in-step Dylan Gabriel. That's why a lot of people linked up the two of them before the draft even got underway. But the point is that Dylan Gabriel's linked up in one spot. We got, again, no fewer than 8 different reputable websites out there that are linking up the Lions and Shador Sanders. And all of a sudden, we have some trade material here, Danny.
We have that. And I think a lot, and I agree with the clip from Detroit. It's like, I don't understand why the Lions would do this. I don't understand why the Browns would do this.
Right. It feels like it makes no sense to me why the Browns would do this. Shador Sanders is your lottery ticket. He's the best of the bunch, in my opinion, to actually work out and try to be something. But go on.
The Dylan Gabriel stuff makes more sense, I think, both from a Browns perspective, a Miami perspective, just like maybe there are too many quarterbacks. That makes more sense to me. But the Shador stuff, I look at it as, well, how many players that are new to the NFL have as much popularity as Shador does? Not many. Like, yes, he was a fifth-round pick, but there were not many guys that were drafted this year that are going to be Googled more frequently.
He's got over 2 million Instagram followers. I mean, it's an insane number.
Jersey sales. People are looking for...
It's 10x anybody else in that class.
They're looking for what? Shador Sanders content all the time. He is a content machine, both for himself and for folks like us, like we are talking about him. So if you put, even if that trade, and I think we're probably in agreement, makes no sense for either side. If you just put that on the internet, you're going to get a lot of page views. You're going to get a lot of clicks. Not to say that the people writing these things aren't reputable journalists and people that don't do their jobs.
But if they're doing this with Shador and they're doing this with Dylan Gabriel, and I can only take it off the idea that they're hearing all the reaction out of Browns camp that the two of these guys actually look relatively decent, and Shador in his own right didn't just die out there on the field the way that some people thought that he would. That's why he slid to the fifth round. People didn't have much confidence in him, and he's playing and doing everything the right way as far as the media is concerned and all of these things. This isn't going to slow down. I hear you. This is the warning I'm telling you guys right now. This is only going to gain steam. And maybe it is for what you're talking about. There's clicks attached to Shador Sanders, but there aren't clicks attached to Dylan Gabriel. And these rumors are out there with him too. So like, I do think that this is coming. And at some point, I don't know if the Browns are going to have to choose between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. That'd be the guess I would make. But maybe, just maybe, they get a better offer choosing between Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel.
But I don't think if that is the case, and that very well could be the case a couple of months from now when they have to figure out their roster, I don't think that's going to be the case in June. I think it would be unwise to trade somebody out of this quarterback room right now. Yeah. I don't know that they handled this offseason as far as bringing in four quarterbacks the right way, just because it does put you in a difficult position if they're all good. And you know, it leads to some tough calls at a certain point, but you don't have to make that decision right now. And that is part of the thing that doesn't make sense to me, is if the Browns trade one of these quarterbacks, which I would bet will happen at some point.
One of the rookie quarterbacks or one of the other?
Or one of the veterans.
Okay.
But like of the four, maybe you disagree with this. I can't see a world in which all four of those guys are on the active roster.
Not week one. One of them's going to get moved. My money was always on whichever one, Flacco or Pickett, didn't end up being the week one starter. But I don't know that Pickett's going to have the same value that any of these two rookie quarterbacks are going to have. Not when the whispers are already starting out about different teams.
But that's not a move that needs to be made now.
No.
Right? Like,
no.
That's the thing here, is that that's a move that you make in late August. You make 2 weeks into camp and you realize, okay, you know, Joe Flacco is going to be the starter here, or Kenny Pickett's going to be the starter here. And you say, Joe, Kenny's going to be the starter. We want to find a place for you to be able to go play.
But it boils down to something interesting. Like, how willing are you to move one of the two rookies instead of one of the two veterans? 216-474 to below 92. Like, in your opinion, how willing are you to just say, hey, we babysat Shador Sanders. He delivered everything we wanted and then some. He was a model citizen. Fans bought his jerseys in spades. People got excited for him. And, oh, here's a third-round pick from the Lions and Hendon Hooker. We can't turn that down.
I would be willing to move Dylan Gabriel. I really would. And I would be willing to move Kenny Pickett too.
I would bet 99% of our fan base can say, I'll pack Dylan Gabriel's bags for him.
Yeah.
You know, I'll make that move 11 times out of 10. If you can get a charcuterie board and a pick for Dylan Gabriel, I'll go ahead and take that. And I think a lot of people would be willing to say that about Kenny Pickett. I don't think anybody in our audience right now is willing to say that about Shador Sanders.
I would agree with that.
I'm not going to find anybody that's going to say that about Shador.
And he is the one that I would be most surprised to see not be on the roster. If you had to list, like, percentage chance Joe Flacco is on the week one roster, Kenny Pickett, Shador Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, I think Shador Sanders is the one with the highest percent chance. I mean, unless something drastically changes, and this gets back to what we've heard at OTAs, what we've heard at minicamp so far, just about how good he has looked. If that is true right now, that then I think gives the Browns enough incentive to say, we are going to see what we have here. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. But the fact that he is looked this good this early, and again, this doesn't mean he's going to be the franchise quarterback. It doesn't mean anything for how he's actually going to turn out as an NFL player, but it does mean that the Browns should give him the chance to try and become that good NFL player that so many people prior to the draft a few months ago thought that he could be.
Mac wanted me to make fun of myself for calling him Kenny Packett. He is Kenny Packett now moving forward, because I'll pack his bags for him the same way I will with Dylan Gabriel now. That's the new move.
I was going to say, Kenny Packett up.
Pack it up. That's 90-day Deontay right there. Max in his wheelhouse. You get Nick a couple days away, and all of a sudden you start to see Max shine in this.
He just feels free. You
can
tell.
See. He's got, I mean, get this man some electrolytes and a smoke. He's ready to go.
You know, I have filled in for you a number of times when you have been out and Nick has been in. I think I've seen Max smile more in this first segment than I do any time when it's me and Nick.
Absolutely beaming.
I don't know if that says more about Nick or more about you.
Well, probably not about me. 216-474-0092. How willing are you to move any of these quarterbacks? We got rumors flying. Yes, it's June 11th, but I do think it speaks to some of the intrigue attached to some of the rookies. And yes, we're talking about the rookies being attached to teams, not these veterans. And if there's, you can only deal with people that want to go ahead and actually make deals with you. Maybe the market doesn't exist for Kenny Pickett, but it clearly exists for Dylan Gabriel, and it clearly exists for Shador Sanders. We'll continue on with the phone calls and more. Again, busy show. Frank Schwab at 320, Albert Breer at 520, Daryl Ryder, the dangerous one, at 6. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan. How willing are you to move any one of these quarterbacks? Because it feels, it's just interesting to me that in the past, I don't know, 24 hours or so, you heard Mike right there. And go ahead, fact check him on Google if you want to. Type in Detroit Lions trade rumors, and you'll find every piece about Shador Sanders. No less than 8 different websites have Shador Sanders trading with some fashion and some sort of idea with the Lions baked into it. When, by the way, they need help defensively. They need as many guys as they can get. They're worried about Shador Sanders right now, and they're trying to find a way to get him. On the other side of that, today, we had a report out there with Dylan Gabriel linked up to the Miami Dolphins. And Danny, I just find it interesting that in a crowded quarterback room, we're talking about the two rookies. I think a lot of Browns fans think in their mind it'll be one of Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco that'll see the door by the time the season gets underway. But what if there's no offers for Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco? Well, right now, the only offers that seem to be coming in or would be coming in when this time comes is for these rookie quarterbacks.
Right, and I think a lot of that is because you look at rookies and you look at, this is why we are a sports society that is obsessed with draft picks, right? We are obsessed about the unknown because it could be something really good. Dylan Gabriel, while I am not personally a believer in him as a quarterback, he's not somebody I look at and say, that guy can lead my franchise to playoff wins. I don't see that in him.
Right, me neither.
But you don't know. Kenny Pickett, I look at him and I see, that guy can't lead me to those things. We know, for the most part, and it's not to say that Kenny Pickett is a completely finished product.
Well, and for half the league, they have a coach that can't do it anyway.
Right, that's also
half
true.
Half the league, you don't have a coach that you trust would even know what to do with a Kenny Pickett.
But you look at this and you say, okay, well, I know, I might not know exactly what that guy is quite yet, like exactly, but I know exactly what he's not, which is a franchise quarterback. So you're not going to trade for that. There might be somebody out there, maybe it is, as we have suggested, the Miami Dolphins, who make a lot of sense, but just, you know, that can be a nameless, faceless team right now. But maybe there is a team out there that looks at Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders, which I think it's very unlikely he would get traded. But you look at that and say, okay, well, they can talk themselves into him being a franchise quarterback. They can say, we can go win playoff games with that guy, or that guy fits our system so well, we can get the most out of him. We can get more out of him than what we would have to give up to get him. Now, the other question that I would pose here too is, when you are having this discussion, and I wonder how important it is for the Browns to, because Kenny Pickett was acquired via a trade, Dylan Gabriel was drafted in the third round.
Yeah.
I wonder how important it is to them in these conversations to recoup the value that they gave up for those guys, because spending a third round pick on a quarterback is not nothing.
Well, I mean, it would be a non-starter for me if the offer is less than what you took these guys as far as drafted. If the offer for Shador Sanders is a fifth round pick and only a fifth round pick, I drafted him in the fifth round. I was comfortable spending the fifth round pick there. You're going to have to do better.
See, I think you would probably, with, I mean, maybe not.
I didn't roll the dice, take the chance on him as far as a person and everything else to bring him in and then watch him, by the way, be a perfect citizen and go through everything he needed to go through to then be like, oh, yeah, you can get him for the same thing you could have got him in the draft in April.
Well, who do you think right now, knowing what we know, and this is a wild thing to say again on June 11th when neither of these guys have played a football game in the NFL.
Right.
Who do you think has more trade value? If you had to trade one of them,
Shador by a mile.
Shador Sanders, you would get much more, I think, for Shador Sanders.
Why do you think the Lions are linking it up? Because if Jared Goff, who's getting older, by the way, if Jared Goff goes down, you're on your backup quarterback, your season's dead on arrival if you're Hendon Hooker. At least Shador Sanders can come in there, potentially put on the cape, and you have a
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chance. Hendon Hooker, you have no chance. That's not a starting quarterback. You have no, your season's up in smoke if that's your only option. Also, they could be looking at a succession plan with Shedeur Sanders. He is a pocket quarterback. He has a lot of the same traits that Jared Goff has already. You put him into the same offense, and then all of a sudden you're talking about the replacement for Jared Goff. You see how the connecting of the dots are actually happening here.
Well, and a lot of this gets back to, you bring up Hendon Hooker. We know what Hendon Hooker is not. He's not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
We don't know if Shedeur is. We don't know that he's not, but we don't know that he is. And I think that the appeal of what could be, I think a lot of us get wrapped up in it, right? Like, because Shedeur could be that franchise quarterback. I don't know. I don't know if he can. I don't know if he can't. So I do think that's why it's more likely one of these two rookies gets moved, because they're more valuable on the trade market than Kenny Pickett is. I don't think Joe Flacco is getting traded. And truthfully, I don't think Shedeur Sanders is getting traded. I think this discussion comes down to, can they get more relative to what they gave up to acquire this player for Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel?
I just want to know if the Browns are closed for business on all this. I think a lot of people were playing with the idea it was either Flacco or Pickett. One of them got moved. It looks like Flacco or Pickett are going to be looked at like days-old Chinese food put out on the curb. Like they're not appetizing to people at all. And so but there is an appetite out there for Gabriel and for Shedeur. And what's happened in the past couple weeks, they've only built up the idea that they can do this at the NFL level and they can be a competitive football player. So there's going to be people knocking. It's just, well, what do you think the Browns will actually entertain? Because if I'm the Browns, I'm saying, screw it. There's no price you can offer up for Shedeur Sanders right now that I would go ahead and move off of Shedeur Sanders. I'm invested in Shedeur. There's a real opportunity he blossoms into my franchise quarterback. Dylan Gabriel, we can talk turkey. There's an offer out there that I can fall in love with when it comes to Dylan Gabriel that says, okay, now he's the odd man out. But I think so many people looked at it like it was one of the veterans and they were the move. Early returns suggest people around the league are thinking, no, it's one of the rookies that are going to have the actual value, and people are going to start to come up with these trade ideas. 216-474 to below 92.
And I think another part, too, it's hard to have two quarterbacks on the exact same timeline. That is another part of this. It's one thing to have Joe Flacco, who's 90 years old, and Kenny Pickett, who's in his mid-20s, because those guys are on very different timelines. But having Shedeur and Dylan Gabriel both as rookies, there's not room to have both of them long-term. At some point, whether it is the end of this summer, before the trade deadline, next offseason, those guys are not going to be on the Browns together for very long, just because there's not room to have two guys in the same draft class at that specific position taking up each other's oxygen.
It'd be really unusual. And especially if you enter the following year still needing a quarterback, then it gets a little muddied up too.
And it's not even like this is when Washington picked RG3 and Kirk Cousins in the same draft.
Yeah, or RG3 even like the Seahawks, for instance, with the Russell Wilson and Matt Flynn thing. Yeah.
Like, RG3 was a top pick. We're talking about a third round, and Kirk Cousins was, I believe, in the fourth round of that draft. But we're talking about a third rounder and a fifth rounder. Like, it's just such a different discussion that I don't think you have room for two mid-round rookie quarterbacks in the long term.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, more audio from players today. Denzel Ward was asked about facing the rookie quarterbacks today. Here we go.
Yeah, all those guys look good. You know, I'm looking forward to picking them all off in practice. They all looking good, competing, so I'm looking forward to see how it continues to play out. Best guys going to be out there.
All right, good attitude. I like the attitude, all things considered, from Denzel Ward. There's a cockiness attached to it, but when you're Denzel Ward, you can have that cockiness and you can be that way.
Right, when you are an all-pro caliber corner, that is kind of who you can be. And he plays a position where you mentioned the cockiness, the brashness, right? That is something that typically comes along with being somebody that plays that position at the level that he plays it. I have to say, I am excited to see what this defense can do, not only with him, but with Myles Garrett this year, because I think there were a lot of questions a few months ago, maybe if they trade Myles Garrett, would Denzel Ward want out? So I'm happy that they're both back.
Yeah, it's amazing. We don't talk about Denzel nearly enough. The amount of times we do talk about Denzel is all about concussions.
Right, and that's unfair to him. Like, it is obviously part of who he's been as a player, but when he's available and on the field, he's awesome.
You got the squeaky chair today, I noticed.
I do have this. I know, I'm sorry. I'm trying to limit it.
You took the good chair. Everyone knows you took the good chair.
Yeah, so when Nick leaves, you just treat your guests
He takes
you just
the good chair, the guests the squeaky chair.
Hang on, did Fedor get the bad chair yesterday?
I don't think Fedor did. I don't think Fedor did. And you know what? If I'm going to be honest about it.
No, he did. He didn't jump for the chair.
Oh,
the chair was left. Chair was left. I gave ample amount of time for the chair to be taken.
Mac, I'll give you the good chair all day, every day. But the moment that it squeaks on the air like that is the moment you lost the good chair.
I got you.
In between the break, we're going to need a line change like we're doing hockey. Okay,
change. I'm
going to
be so much more comfortable now. Thanks a lot, Mac. So we know minicamp obviously going on. Trey Hendrickson not at Bengals minicamp because he's got a holdout that continues on. And of course, the number 17 overall pick that Cincinnati took, Shamir Stewart, he hasn't signed his rookie deal because the language has not been able to work out there.
We all agree Trey will be right? But technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right. So it should be a no-brainer. In Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks for 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that.
How much of a mess is this that a guy who has not played a single down in the NFL
the GM. Hey, listen,
is confident saying that?
Danny, if I owned Odyssey, you don't want to know the paycheck that I would write myself. You don't even want to know.
And the time slot you'd be in.
I'd still probably be this time slot. Maybe like 1 hour less, though. Maybe. But hey, the job's the job. If the time slot's 2 to 7, the time slot's 2 to 7. The point being, I like him campaigning for himself. Sometimes I do feel like we just forget that these guys have to make a stink about these things and they have to campaign for themselves this way. But you're not even in the same class as Trey Hendrickson, so you might want to maybe zip up on that one a little bit too.
Right, like actually, I don't know, record a sack in the NFL or play a down in the NFL maybe even. I don't think these are too tall of asks for a guy before you open your mouth this way. That said, because it's the Bengals, because it's an AFC North rival, I love this.
Poverty franchise continues to be a poverty franchise. Being a Bengals fan, I would say it frustrates the hell out of me, but I'm a Guardians fan, so here we are. I know what their existence is, but it doesn't make it any easier. All right, the Knicks have requested permission to speak to Timberwolves coach Chris Finch, Houston Rockets coach Ime Udoka for the head coaching job, but they were denied on both, according to ESPN. Knicks could request permission for other current head coaches. I just find it fascinating that they put out these requests, and do they think they were just going to get the pick of the litter? Like, I love the idea that you can put out the request, and the team is just like, oh, yeah, no.
I mean,
so we don't know. We don't want you to do that.
This is what the marquee franchises think they can do. And unfortunately, they've been proven right so many times, because you look at what the Los Angeles Lakers did in February. What reason did they have to be able to acquire Luka Doncic other than the fact we're the Lakers? We can do this. We can make this happen. And more often than not, and I know it didn't in this case, but it does. More frequently than it doesn't, it does. So that's why an organization like the Knicks, who have not had the on-the-court success maybe of a marquee franchise, but are a historic franchise nonetheless, feel as if these things can happen for them.
It just feels very... I like that. I like how you put it, because it recognizes the fact that the Knicks are the Knicks and they think that there's something better than that. But it just kind of reeks to me of like it's me and my wife and we go out and all of a sudden a top tier athlete in the city is like, I'd like to buy your wife a drink. It's like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that. No, denied. Request denied. And so like, I like the idea that the Timberwolves and the Rockets were both like, no. Why do you think we're going to go along with this?
And the Mavericks, too, this morning. Because there was reporting that came out this morning that New York inquired about Jason Kidd and Dallas said no.
It's just bananas that at any point in NBA history, teams have been like, sure, yeah, right. You're the Knicks. Go ahead. And interview. See if he likes you. Go ahead.
I can understand if things are not healthy, like because not all coach team dynamics are in a good place at all times. But these are three spots where I think everybody's happy on all sides. And the Knicks are like, well, would you be happier with us?
I think James Dolan has, I'm not going to say he's lost it, but so I think he was distracted for a couple years. My theory on it has been that he was off doing things in Vegas and he's doing all these other things. I think he was. I believe the NBA people that suggest that he was just off off the reservation. Kind of like how for a little bit we had Haslam and it was like, oh, he's doing the things with the Bucks. He's doing the things with the crew. How involved is he? I think Dolan got caught up in one of those type of things, but clearly he is back and he's listening to just about anybody that's around that team into what he should and shouldn't be doing. And I think he overplayed his hand here.
Yeah, I don't think that's a wild thing to say about James Dolan, but keeping with the NBA, Omaha! NBA insider Shams Charania of ESPN joined the Pat McAfee show.
Shams
today.
Or a Shams guy?
I say Shams.
I've been saying Shams for like 2 years now. It was Shams for a long time, and now I think I've moved to Shams.
Shams. I'm probably
Will
wrong.
We ever find out? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to have him on and ask him. But he was on the Pat McAfee show today. Gave some insight into the trade market for one Kevin Durant.
They're working on his trade as we speak. The teams that are mainly featured right now that have interest in Kevin Durant to trade for him, this is ongoing interest. And I think this is the focus right now. It's the Houston Rockets, the San Antonio Spurs, the Miami Heat, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the New York Knicks. I do expect potentially some wild card teams to get in the mix as well. Because listen, this is Kevin Durant. For him to be on the market, he's the biggest domino right now.
Hey, was this McAfee show? Is that what you said?
That was on McAfee's show.
I only thought it was McAfee. I didn't even know if you said that or not, because the yes and the grunts after each team is that's a McAfee show staple.
Yes, that is a McAfee show staple. I don't know that you would get that on any other shows on ESPN, but who's the best fit for KD?
Not the Knicks. Fedor tried making the case yesterday. He thought it was the Knicks. I think that's no part of Kevin Durant. I can recognize how great he is, but I can't find the right fit because I know how good he is and I'm recognizing all of that. It's hard to just kind of plug him in and say you're going to be the second or third scorer. I don't know that if that exists primarily for KD. I just don't know. I'll never be able to buy it. And as older and older as he gets, give me the teams one more time. I'll find you a team. Give me the teams one more time.
So Houston, New York, Minnesota.
Well, we can go one by one here.
Houston.
Houston would actually work because I think Houston, I'm going to fall in love with the Houston idea probably the best because he can be every bit the scorer that he wants to be. And Şengün will take a back seat in many ways between him, Van Fleet. Like they'll be able to make that work. That'll be fine. All right. So Houston's the leader.
Minnesota.
Ant-Man and him, I don't see it working, but they loved each other together with Team USA. There was a real bonding point between the two of them with Team USA. There was a time last season where I thought KD was going to force his way to Minnesota. That would make sense only because they appear to be best friends for some reason.
Well, a book on Anthony Edwards by Chris Hine, a friend of mine, just came out this past week, and Kevin Durant sat and talked to Chris for this book and had nothing but great things to say about Anthony Edwards.
The Team USA experience kind of melted them together, and that was a real bonding point. All right, what's the other teams?
The New York Knicks.
Yeah, I hate that idea.
The Miami Heat.
He's doing nothing in Miami. I think he knows he's doing nothing in Miami. He's wasting away the end of his career in Miami if he does that. He's there for the good times at South Beach offers and nothing less. It actually fits only for those reasons, but I don't like it from a basketball perspective because I want to see KD actually go to someplace and be competitive. And what's the last one?
Who was the last one? I forgot.
Hate it as well.
Mac, who was the last one?
Can't stand it also. Why is there's like half the league involved in this deal?
The Spurs, maybe?
The Spurs? Okay, because I did hear something with the Spurs yesterday. Wemby and KD would be a lot of fun from a let's watch basketball standpoint. I don't know that it works the way that a lot of people think. That
a lot of long arms on that team.
A lot of long arms on that team. And that is quick hits. We come on back. We'll have Deontay Johnson. He spoke today in front of the media. Kenny Pickett spoke in front of the media. We'll play those for you guys. Frank Schwab coming your way at 3:20. Albert Breer moved from 5:20 now to 4 o'clock. So we'll have Albert Breer at 4 o'clock right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.